Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Google's Android security has improved for some. Is your Android device as secure as it can be? Find out. Coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Alphabet's Google ensures us that it's constantly working to make its mobile operating system safer. And even though they just rolled out a brand new security report, which was generally favorable, the benefits really only benefit a select few. Let's get the very latest from WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles, who joins us on the line from San Francisco. Hey, Nathan.
Thanks for having me on.
So how is Google aiming to make its mobile operating system, which is now globally dominant, safer these days?
Well, yeah, Google's actually doing a lot of different things. The first thing that they're doing is they're lowering the system requirements on the last couple versions of Android so that lower-powered phones, low-cost phones, even older phones can run the latest software. And they actually just recently released kind of a public security study of Android itself. And 2 years ago, in 2014, about 41% of Android smartphones were running the oldest version of Android they support. It's called 4.4 KitKat. And
right.
Last year, that number jumped from 41% up to 70%. And that's a pretty big jump in the percentage of all the Android devices, phones, and tablets out there in the world that are running a version of software that Google still issues security patches for. So it seems like that has really helped make things potentially safer, and Google is saying that it's safer, but there are actually some gray areas and some questions around whether or not that's actually being effective.
Right, and I want to get into those, but there's also a lot of questions as to the scope and the reach of this security. So basically, who benefits the most right now as far as security goes?
Well, really, the people who are benefiting the most are people who own what are called Nexus devices.
Okay.
And those devices, phones and tablets, get updates directly from Google. So when Google releases a security patch or releases a new version of Android, you get it as soon as they release it. And they're doing this every single month. Now, if you buy a phone, say, from Samsung or LG or even BlackBerry is making Android devices these days or HTC or whatever, you might get those software updates as they come from Google, but there's also a chance that you might not. And if you do get them, they're usually delayed by a few months because that hardware maker takes the operating system and changes it and customizes it to their needs. And then your smartphone carrier, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, whatever, they also make changes to it to suit their needs. So by the time it arrives to you, it's already been a couple months. So even if you have a new device, you don't always have the newest version of Android.
What else can consumers do to ensure, if anything, that they are getting the support that they need?
You can also look at the commitments that companies have made. So Samsung has come out publicly, and they did this late last year, and said, we're going to try really hard to deliver a monthly software update to all our users. So you might be a month behind what Google's issuing to Nexus devices, but Samsung is really putting in the work, and so far, they've stood by it, and about every month, they have security patches for their devices. LG has done something similar. Right now, I spoke with Google for this story. Google's saying about 100 or so different models of phones and tablets in the world are getting these monthly updates, which sounds pretty good, and it's from a lot of major hardware makers. But you got to put that in context because there are more than 60,000 distinct models of Android phones and tablets in the world, in the wild. So when you look at it that way, most of the Android devices out there still aren't getting the support they need, even if they're running Android 4.4 KitKat.
Right. And as far as Google apps go, there have been improvements to the Google Play App Store. Has that been of help to users with regards to security?
Yeah. Google has also taken that route since a lot of these phones and tablets out there aren't getting the monthly updates that Google is issuing to the world. They've taken other routes. So the Google Play App Store, it's its own app, and they can update that specific app across all Android devices anytime anytime they want. So they've made a lot of changes to the security built into that app so they can spot apps that are potentially harmful and malicious as soon as they enter the App Store and then remove them so nobody can actually access them. They also do a lot of work on monitoring third-party app stores all over the world, and if they spot something that's maybe taking over devices or spamming people or doing something bad, they'll notify those third-party app stores and request that they take them down. And they can even go so far as to block the download of those apps from Chrome if the app stores that are distributing them aren't listening to their basically demands to stop letting people download things that are bad for them. They also scan hundreds of millions of devices regularly. Most Android devices are scanned about once a week, but when they see trends of apps that are bad being downloaded, they can actually respond. And Google told me that in Russia, they noticed that a lot of bad apps were being downloaded, and they've started scanning devices in Russia daily.
Yeah, and security is one of those things you just got to keep on keeping on with. This is all really important information. Thanks a lot, Nathan. We really appreciate you filling us in.
My pleasure.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can find our latest podcast online at wsj.com/podcasts, or if you'd like to become a subscriber, you can do so on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if you're up on the social media, follow us on Twitter at wsjpodcasts. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.